This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, speaking with Zane Varnell of Wheeler Brothers Grain. He's one of the assistant managers here. And Zane, has the harvest gone well so far?
The harvest had a slow start with high humidity and sprinkles for about the first week. The beginning of this week, we got going really well, and things have been rolling since.
Looks like you've got quite a few trucks rolling in today. Has that been the case over the last several days?
Yeah, has been. They've been starting, getting busy around noon, and then we stay busy till 10 o'clock at night.
How have yields been?
The yields have been good. We've seen anywhere from 30s to 80s.
So kind of a wide range, depending on probably a lot of variables. Is a lot of that, though, due to the weather?
Some of it. A lot of it. We've had some good rains. Some were grazed really hard because cattle had good prices this year. So we got some guys ran cattle a bit harder than others. Some guys put more fertilizer out than others. And some guys caught more rain than others. So,
did you see any disease pressure, well, even stripe rust?
We had a big fungicide run this year. That we put out a lot of fungicide, a lot of disease pressure this year.
And what about any other damage? Was there any hail around here?
In spots, if not necessarily near Kingfisher, we didn't have much hail damage, but in El Reno, Calumet, Geary, some different areas had some hail damage, but around Kingfisher and our footprint here, we did not have much hail damage.
I'm sure that most everybody's a little happier this year than they were at this time last year.
Oh, yes. Last year was not fun with doing all a bunch of pre-harvest with all the weeds coming up with a thin canopy. This year, a lot of people have been a lot happier with a bigger canopy, better yielding wheat. So,
do many of the farmers around here use any cover crops to help control the weeds?
There's some of the no-till guys, but most of the time, no.
And as far as the fall crops, have they been getting a pretty good start on that as well?
Some guys have put out some hay grazer. There's been a little bit of beans and milo go out. But for the most part, some guys aren't sure. We're in a dry spell now, so they don't know if they're going to go out with a fall crop.
So there's been a lack of rain for quite a while in this area?
We haven't had a big rain for probably 3 weeks or something, but the start of harvest, it was just sprinkling and not a big measurable rain, just enough to slow us down then. And then the past 10 days we've been pretty dry, so that way which is good, so that way we can get through harvest.
So moisture hasn't been a problem with any of the wheat?
It was moisture at the beginning of the harvest was just, we'd be able to cut for 2 or 3 hours a day in the evening once the humidity dropped. But for the past 5 or 6 days, we have not had a problem with moisture.
And overall, how long do you think it'll be before the guys can finish up in the area?
Some of them are finishing up now. Another big group will finish in the next 4 or 5 days. And then after that, we'll kind of, it'll slow down pretty quick, the last few guys finishing up.
So maybe back to a little bit more like normal after that.
Yes, yep.
You said you've been staying open pretty late?
Yeah, we've been midnight to 1 o'clock most evenings the past 10 days.
I know that takes a toll as well.
Yes, it does.
But overall, everybody's in a lot better mood probably this year.
Yes, they are. A lot of guys are really happy with the outcome of the harvest so far.
Well, thank you, Zane. I've been visiting with Zane Varnell of Wheeler Brothers Grain in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.